Audio
Jungle. Hi everybody, this is Kathy Gordon, and I'm here today to facilitate a conversation between Kendra Wyatt, the owner of New Birth Company, and Kayla Lawrence, the clinical director of both New Birth Company sites at Kansas City, Kansas, and Overland Park. And our topic today is really a tough one. We're facing a major crisis, a healthcare disaster, so to say, in the United States and the world, a pandemic called coronavirus, and it's subtitled COVID-19. And we're here to talk about how has the coronavirus affected birth in the United States, and even right here down home in Kansas City. So, Kayla, do you want to start us off with how do you see how it has changed birth with New Birth Company?
But as good as those dads can be, having a woman at your side that has positive natural childbirth experience, there's nothing like that. And traditionally, historically, we might have, you know, that's where you hear mom, you hear our mom say, well, that's my mom. And so for those women who are wanting their mom to be with them and then to not have that option, their mom can't even come and help them with baby afterwards, it's a tragedy. I mean, we're gonna have this little era of people who did not have that experience.
Yeah,
so
and I think it's
there's
been
a lot to it.
There is a lot to it, and it's something that's contraindicated to our own personal culture. Does that sound, or it's just not normal, right? And our culture is to promote the family, not to tear it apart. And especially in the incredible time as the birth of a baby, I mean, that's a couple that love each other so much, they want to have a child together. And to separate them is just wrong. It's degrading the family. It's not promoting a family.
Yeah, and you know, in our model, we talk about if dad is up to it, that he is right there with the midwife's hands, and there just is nothing like that relationship cement. I call it relationship cement. That when you have that eyeball moment where it's those two people that, yeah, they biologically made that baby together, and here they are, you know, get to have that birth moment together. To not have that. Again, there's something that not we're going to be missing something, and yeah, there's going to be a lot of moms, and I think care providers too, who are going to know that they've been part of something that was less than. And that's, you know, we here at New Birth Company, we work really hard not to be birth bullies, because there's always people who want to put more value on one experience or versus the other. And it's not to do that, but gosh, how do you just acknowledge that not having your mom with you or not having your partner with you, yeah, you can't get that back.
And then the people that are with you are gowned and gloved and wearing what almost looks like a hazmat suit at your birth.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's really hot when you have to put them all on. Yeah, it seems inhuman, doesn't it? It seems like we're doing the Twilight Zone movies or something like that. So, hey, you know, Kayla, it's been exactly 1 month ago that New Birth Company implemented the screening process. And how is that going? Who do you screen and why do you screen? And what is a screen?
We are screening all of our clients before their prenatal appointments. We are screening all of their visitors that may be accompanying them to their appointment or into the birth center for birth. We are also screening all of our staff members. There are forms that is in front of the door to come into the birth center, and we are asking, does anybody have a fever? Does anybody have a cough? Does anybody have close exposure to someone who we know has the coronavirus? And anybody who answers yes to those questions will have a different form of a prenatal appointment or a different form of a birth process if anybody is sick, because we need to protect our moms that are waiting maybe for their appointment and our staff as well. If we get sick, then there isn't anybody that's going to be available to help our mamas. So everybody is getting screened, our staff, our families, and all of our clients, every time before they come into the birth center. And it's going very well. On the screening form, we do have the phone number. So if you have said yes, then, you know, call in and to talk to our reception so we can ask further questions. But it's going very well.
That's awesome. So in light of this coronavirus pandemic, do you feel like a New Birth Company is a safe place to deliver?
Absolutely, because there's not only the in-person screening, but there's also the phone call the day before the appointment. We're really trying to protect us as a wellness clinic. So if anybody is not well, we'll do a virtual visit with you or a Google Hangout where we can still see your face. We're just not together.
I think you've had a few people even that are just plain scared to get out of their homes because of the media fear factor, which is very true. How do you handle them? And you know, what if they're 36 weeks and they're just like too scared to come out of their house?
That's my fears.
Trying at the last minute to transfer to have their baby here because they were planning to have a hospital birth and their own hotel. wonder, has the coronavirus affected the business?
We definitely have an influx of moms who had not thought about it at Center Birth, who are looking at transferring their care. I think there's an awakening. If we talk about the, again, new birth company being part of the new normal in the future, there's an awakening going on. And I'll just give a couple of examples of, moms who had two natural births before in the hospital. Oh my gosh, she's a great candidate for a birth center birth. She hasn't had a medicated birth in the first place. And it's hard to have an unmedicated birth in the hospital setting. And so this opportunity, as she discussed it, she's always wanted and thought about coming to the birth center, and now she has her partner's support because he doesn't want to be at the hospital either. So, we're getting exposure to moms and families that kind of knew the birth center was on the edge, hey, we know that option's out there, but just didn't think of it as their option. And now all of a sudden things have radically changed. Those folks are perfect for this. The other group of moms that I hope look at new birth company and the birth center model and give it a shot are the ones that are so scared of everything that they're going straight to home birth. And we think home birth's a great option if you meet the risk criteria. If that's appropriate. And it's not great for everybody, and not everybody can afford it too. So I think that's another interesting aspect of this.
There's
phenomena.
A myth though. There's I think a myth that you're safer at home because of the coronavirus. Is that true?
I don't think that may be true if you're going in through an emergency room in a very busy hospital up to a labor and delivery unit. But I think at the birth center, being the wellness clinic that we are and the strides that we are taking to ensure the wellness and the health of our staff and our clientele, I think you are very safe at the birth center. We have very extensive the cleaning process that we are doing every day and the cleaning process that we are doing in between our rooms. I think you are very safe to come to the birth center as a place of wellness.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the concerns on the safety part of staying at home, you're safer, but at a home birth and home visits, they're allowing a lot of strangers in. So the encouragement is please screen those people you're opening your home to, because the coronavirus is ugly. And it is truth, and it is out there, and it is affecting our population. So just to wrap this up, what has changed how you do birth now because of the COVID virus? Has it impacted the community here at New Birth Company in any capacity on how we're going to focus in the future without COVID, without the anxiety in birth? What are we changing here, if anything?
We are trying very hard not to change our culture and the way that we are approaching birth. It is still a sacred time in the family's life, and we're striving very hard to protect that. The amount of, you'll hear in the news, the PPE, the personal protective equipment, the amount that we have to wear now in birth is different and sometimes awkward and sometimes cumbersome. And it's been a long time since I had to gown and glove and mask and face shield for a birth, because that's not our normal. That is not how we approach birth in the birth center. And I am looking forward to the days where we can get back to not having to suit up quite as much for what should be a very natural process and is a natural process. And we'll get back to that after the COVID, the coronavirus kind of runs its course. And it will. It'll run its course. And we will get back to maybe not necessarily life as usual. I think we'll all be cognizant of how illness is transmitted and that we do need to be washing our hands and just being careful of the surfaces that we touch. I think going forward long term, I think as a society as a whole, I hope we keep that, you know, that good hand washing and the good being careful of what you're touching and what, because it's not just COVID, it is flu, it is, you know, RSV for babies, it is just the illnesses that we have that spread. So I think the hand hygiene, but we'll get back to it. This will run its course and we will be back to hopefully business as usual.
Sure. Kendra, do you have any thoughts on the business?
Yeah, I just want to, I'll answer the question in a slightly different way. What I get a sense of is women not taking their births for granted and being more empowered to mm-hmm. own their birth experience, because this unique moment has kind of christened for us all, hey, we only get one shot at this. Mm-hmm. And so that's given them a little oomph. I mean, some of the women that would have previously kind of done what everybody tells them to do,
right?
You know, coming out of the woodwork saying, no, I want a water birth.
Or they've just relied on, I'm not going to worry about it, not prepare myself. Just give me my epidural and I'll be okay.
Yeah.
And now the consequences are there.
Yeah. So I'm real intrigued, and I'm hopeful that this generation of women, you know, we're joking right now, it's not a joke, it's reality. Some of these people were born in the era of 9/11 and they're birthing through a pandemic. My God, they're tough women. You know, that's awesome. Who knows what else they'll do in their lifetime. So I'm looking forward and encouraged by that spirit that's coming out of this.
Because that is something that we have not changed. We still do offer water birth. We are still providing that option for our laboring moms. We have not said, no, you cannot get in the tub just because of the coronavirus pandemic. That is something that, no, we have protected that, and that still remains in a very, very valuable option at the birth center.
I think that wraps up this session of New Birth Company and their response to COVID-19 and we'll see you all later. Thank you.